Student's Book, page 90. Activity 12. Listen and read. What is another name for the Aurora Borealis?
The Aurora Borealis.
Albert Einstein, whose work we still study today, once said this about nature. What I see in nature is a magnificent structure that we can comprehend only very imperfectly, and that must fill a thinking person with a feeling of humility. We could surely say this while looking at the Aurora Borealis. The Aurora Borealis, also called the Northern Lights, is a magnificent display of swirling colored lights that's visible in northern countries. Each year, people travel closer to the North Pole to see it and enjoy its beauty. What causes this strange phenomenon? For a long time, no one could answer this question. People thought it was just a mysterious natural event or even the spirits of animals they had hunted. Recently, however, science has provided an explanation. The different colors of an aurora are the result of solar winds interacting with different gases at different altitudes. Oxygen produces yellow, green, and red colors, and nitrogen produces violet and blue colors. The northern lights are easiest to see in the Arctic from the fall to the early spring. This is the time of year when the nights are long and dark, and the colors really stand out. However, during strong solar storms, you can sometimes see the Aurora Borealis as far south as Texas. At the South Pole, a similar phenomenon occurs at the same time as the one in the north. This is called the Aurora Australis, or the Southern Lights. Scientists have discovered a lot about the Aurora Borealis, but some things are still a mystery. For example, people have said that a clapping sound comes at the same time as the light display. Whatever the explanation, the aurora's magical and mysterious beauty has inspired and continues to inspire painters, poets, and songwriters.